Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, July 18. Coming up, Zoso in Denham Town and Mount Salem extended by 60 days, State of Public Emergency in St. James extended until October, and local government minister apologizes to residents in St. James for recent fire at retirement landfill. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. Everyone's business.
Now the news. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved a further 60-day extension of the zones of special operations in Denham Town and Mount Salem. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the extension will continue the rollout of the build phase of its strategy in both communities. Mr. Holness adds that the build phase is part of a much longer process of transformation.
There is no short-term vision in pursuing success. Instead, to ensure transformation in these spaces, there must be a realistic and practical approach towards transitioning these communities to sustainable peace. Crime prevention programs and strategies continue to bring order to both communities.
The Prime Minister says the work being done has been assessed as being effective and there's no reason to stop at this time. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has approved a resolution to extend the state of public emergency in St. James for an additional 90 days. The current state of public emergency in St. James expires on August 2, and the extension will run until October 31. Prime Minister Holness says the state of public emergency in the parish continues to be effective and has been instrumental in the reduction in the average daily murder rate across the island.
If you look, you will see that at the point of the declaration of this state of emergency, you'll see that the average daily murders has fallen from 4.65 to 3.44 nationally.
Prime Minister Holness says for the period January 1 to July 7, 2018, the St. James Police Division accounted for 51 murders, a 67% drop when compared to the corresponding period last year. He adds that a total of 46 illegal weapons have also been recovered in St. James. The island's local government representatives are participating in the inaugural three-day local governance conference in Montego Bay. The meeting is aimed at strengthening local authorities, among other objectives. More from Vanessa Silveira.
The three-day conference started Tuesday at the Jewel Grand Resort in St. James and is under the theme Strengthening Responsiveness and Accountability Within the Local Governance Framework. Addressing the opening ceremony, Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie said 75% of services offered to the country comes through municipal corporations. He says it is therefore necessary for persons serving in the various departments of the ministry to be exposed to the best possible training.
We are responsible for roads, minor water supply, garbage collection, street lights, cemeteries, public recreation, markets, butcher license, you name it. All of these services require the input of local government. Therefore, it is a commitment of this administration to ensure that we expose all local government practitioners to the best possible training.
The conference covers a range of issues, including disaster response, relief management, solid waste disposal, financing, and the impact of the work of local government on the national growth agenda. Reporting for JIS News, I am Vanessa Silveira.
And Local Government Minister Desmond McKenzie has apologized to residents of Montego Bay, St. James, for the recent fire at the retirement landfill. Mr. McKenzie acknowledged that more needs to be done to secure landfills across the country, noting that indiscipline at these sites also poses a major problem.
These are just some of the challenges that we face as local government practitioners. We will examine the weaknesses and therefore come out of this session with answers that we think will only strengthen and make local government more accountable.
The fire at the retirement landfill, believed to be the work of arsonists, started on Saturday and has since been extinguished. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.